So I'm going to be talking about a project that we did in my community about increasing access to healthy foods and also increasing the affordability of it. As previously mentioned, this was funded through the CPPW federal grant. I have no disclosures. So my community isn't as well known as some of the others that are up at this table. I work in Olmsted County, Minnesota, which is in the southeast section. It's about 90 miles away from the Twin Cities or Minneapolis and St. Paul. In our community, we have the third largest city in Minnesota, which is Rochester, home of Mayo Clinic for some of the youth who know that. And then also in our county, we have these very rural farming communities. So any initiative that we need to do has to be extremely scalable so that it can work in a community of 2,000. It can also work in a community of 107,000. So one of our initiatives with CPPW is targeting low-income community members and trying to get them to have more access to healthy foods, primarily through farmers markets and making those farmers markets have SNAP accessibility and also making it more affordable for them to shop at the farmers market. A side project we did with this farmers market initiative was working with our rural communities to help them establish and start new farmers markets. At the beginning of CPPW, we had one farmers market, and at the end of our project, we had five farmers markets in our community serving all of our residents. I get the question a lot, why farmers markets? How does that play into food access and everything about that? Farmers markets, especially in Minnesota, it's not the be-all, end-all for food access issue, but what it's done in our community is it started the conversation. We were able to start new farmers markets within 6 months. We were able to get the EBT set up at markets within under a year and the incentive program going within 7 weeks. So it was a really quick and easy project for us to get out in the community and make it visible. And now we have our community partners and our community members coming to us to saying, okay, we're ready. What's next? We want to do more for access. So we're not having, as public health, we're not having to go out in the community and say, hey, we need to do something else. Will you partner with us? They're coming to us, and that's exactly what we wanted. And for our communities, they're more rural, and there's a lot less opportunities for socializing and community events. So we really made this more of a community event. This is a way to get to know your neighbor. This is a way to get to know where your food comes from. And I'll talk more about it, but the economic value to our farmers markets during the recession, or our farmers, I should say, during the recession, was a huge benefit through a new revenue stream. So in our farmers market, there's a couple different ways that people can accept SNAP at farmers markets, and we do the central system model. So we have one booth that is run by the farmers market in the middle of the farmer in the farmers market. It's run by the staff, and it has the EBT credit card terminal, which is showed up in the upper right-hand corner. So staff sit there, people come up, and they can swipe their credit or debit cards and get these wooden tokens that can be used anywhere at the market where the vendors have signage saying that they accept them, and they're used just like cash. So our system is green tokens is for anyone who's using their credit or debit cards and can be used anywhere in the market. Our red tokens are for our SNAP customers who are using their EBT cards, and there are certain eligible foods that these work for. So the hot food at the market or some of the plants are not eligible for SNAP dollars. So we launched the Market Bucks Incentive Program, and we made a very cognizant effort to make this. We made an effort to try and make this incentive program integrate into what they already have. When we started this conversation, when we started this conversation with our farmers market, they said, we don't want to be accepting another thing. Our vendors, they accept cash, they accept these gift cards, they accept WIC vouchers and credit cards and SNAP, and now you want an incentive program? That's a lot of different forms of payment that they're expected to keep at their stands while they're very busy in a short amount of time. So we consolidated credit, debit, SNAP, and the incentive program all to be in these wooden tokens that they collect, making it much easier for the vendors. And when I get to my evaluation results at the end, that's probably one of the more successful components of our program. Something else that's a little unique to our incentive program is we wanted to target all of our low-income customers. So anyone who came up to the booth and showed that they had a WIC packet or had WIC vouchers, we would also give them the $5 Market Bucks incentive program token that could be used. So they could only get it at one market, but there are two markets during the week, so that's $10 per week in the incentive program or $40 a month in additional money for fruits and vegetables. So everything's color-coded at the market. So red tokens can be used at vendors that have red signs. Green tokens can be used at vendors with green signs. And the yellow signs are for WIC. So for our customers who have limited English skills or limited literacy skills, the color coding made it very easy to explain the program to them and allow them to shop as they'd like. The incentive program is not the only way to make EBT and SNAP use at the market more predominant. You have to do a huge marketing campaign. So we did posters and brochures, and with these brochures, they were handed out at every WIC visit. They were handed out every time someone applied for a SNAP card. They were handed out by social workers, public health nurses, all of our social service agencies to really try and share with the community this great new asset. We did some vouchers that are kind of like gift cards. I'll talk about that later. It wasn't as successful as we liked. And we did more expensive traditional forms of media, bus ads, radio ads, and newsletters. We did on-site promotion as well. We had chefs from around the region come in and do cooking demos using food from the farmers market. We had canning demos every other week to help show our customers that you can get the fruits and vegetables now, but it can be used year-round. We partnered with our local health clinic, and they had a dietitian on site once a month doing some nutrition information education. We also partnered with our SNAP educators through Extension, and they started out doing specific classes just around farmers markets and how to use the benefits at farmers markets, and then she ended up being on-site and doing classes on-site with nutrition education and actually walking around the farmers market and showing them different fruits and vegetables and then taking them to the booth and showing them how the market box works. And we did a kids' day to show it was family-friendly, and yes, that is me dressed up as a carrot in the upper right. Gotta have fun with it. So now I'm getting into our evaluation, and we try to do a comprehensive evaluation. We did a community-wide telephonic survey. We tracked sales data for EBT and MarketBox. We did customer surveys, vendor surveys, and staff surveys. And this is some of our results in this sales data. Hard to read, I know. The lower left-hand or lower right-hand corner, the blue line, that's when we started using SNAP at the market without any promotion or incentive program. So cumulative sales data was $74. In the month of September in 2009. In 2010, after we did a pretty robust promotional program and started the incentive program that summer, there was a tenfold increase into $754. And then you look a year later from that, a whole year of using the incentive program and doing a promotional program, it almost doubled again to $1,200. And that does not include the MarketBox incentive program, that is just cumulative SNAP sales data. So it really, really increased the amount of customers who are utilizing the farmers market. We had a 96% redemption rate of the MarketBox tokens. We primarily think that it's because you're not going to leave these things in your pockets for very long. They're kind of an awkward thing to use. It's something that if you are digging in your purse and you find a wooden token, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I need to go use it at the market. Whereas pieces of paper or vouchers and things like that can easily get lost or crumpled and things like that. So our SNAP sales data for the 2 years was over $8,000. The MarketBox incentive was $9,000 for a total of over $17,000 in additional revenue that the farmers market was getting. In addition to this, our WIC program distributed over $48,000 of farmers market nutrition program vouchers. So this is over $50,000 of a new revenue stream that's going into the farmers market using governmental benefits. So that is a big sell to our vendors who really embrace this program now. Our customer surveys, we looked at marketing and promotion. And the ease of use, things like that. With marketing and promotion, we found that the methods that did not work were our expensive ones. Bus ads, newspaper articles, and radio were our least effective methods of getting the word out there. Those word of mouth posters and brochures that were really inexpensive and was just building relationships in our community were the most effective. 97% of all of our customers said the MarketBox program was really easy to use. They felt comfortable doing it. They reported that the quality of food was better than the quality of food sold in a grocery store, and that the price of the food was equal or sometimes better than the grocery store. This is my favorite quote from a customer. Wonderful idea. I had made many meals prepared completely with food from the farmer's market and purchased with EBT. I feel great about feeding my family this way. And in with the vendor surveys, our vendors had nothing but phenomenal things to say about the SNAP program, about the MarketBox incentive program. We also asked them about the WIC program, and they did have lots to say that it wasn't the easiest thing to utilize, but that's a state-run system, so there's not much we can do to help with that. So here's some of the comments that they made. They agree or strongly agree that they have more repeat customers. New customers are shopping at their stand. They make more money at the market and sell more fruits or vegetables because of the SNAP program that's been implemented and the incentive program. And the feedback says that, you know, they like, they think this is a good asset to our community. It's making, someone even said this is improving access, and that was not a talking point we ever gave to the vendors, so that was great to hear from them. It's good business sense, and it brings an infusion of new cash. So some of our key findings was that the incentive program and the promotional program we did really helped raise sales of SNAP at the market. Vendors liked it and saw it as a financial benefit. Customers thought it was easy to use and it helped them get healthy food into their diets. And the primary reason people heard about it was through word of mouth and inexpensive promotional method. The market, after this two-year program, is very committed to sustaining this initiative, and so the way they're sustaining it is anytime anyone comes to the market and swipes their card to get the green tokens for credit or debit, they get charged a $1 fee. Anyone who swipes their card for the SNAP program does not have to pay a fee, so that $1 fee goes to pay for the market staff assistant who's sitting there all day in a five-hour session. It's pretty easy that 100 people or more are going to stop and swipe their cards, so that very easily covers the cost. Some lessons learned from our initiative: you got to make the process as easy as possible for vendors. If you don't have vendors to buy in, it's not going to be sustainable and it's not going to be as effective as it could be. Really work with your community partners to have them help promote this for you. They are trusted professionals in the eyes of their clients, and that's going to be very impactful. Determine the need for preventing fraud. We had a long conversation about this in the beginning. Do we need to have serial numbers on these? Do we need people to sign things when they go to the market? All this kind of stuff. And we said, you know what? If someone's going to go home and take a block of wood and try and whittle out one of these wooden tokens and paint it, they really want fresh fruits and vegetables. Fine with us. So we try to make it as easy as possible, and we never had any issues with fraud. Sometimes people would come up to the booth, walk around the market, come back and try and get another one incentive token. But it was the same person sitting at the booth, and she said, you know, thanks, Sally Sue, but why don't you come back next week? You know, and it was never confrontational or anything like that. Also, a very attractive component of getting SNAP at the market was getting the credit card acceptance, because while SNAP customers make up this amount of their customer base, think of all the customers who come walking in with credit cards. It's a huge customer base, and that's a lot more money that can bring into the market too. So anytime you're thinking about doing this program, SNAP and credit cards are a good combination effort. I have some materials in the back. I have a toolkit if you want to do this in your own community. I have my slides, some evaluation findings, and my business card, and I'm happy to talk with anyone who's thinking about doing this in their own community. Thank you.